With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Justice Department has sued to block California's new congressional map.
On November 4th, California voters approved redrawn congressional boundaries that could give Democrats a shot at gaining five U.S. House seats. About a week and a half later, though, the Justice Department's filed a lawsuit challenging the new map, joining a case brought by the California Republican Party. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom pushed hard for the new boundaries, saying it would counter a Republican-led effort in Texas backed by President Trump. Two other Republican-led states, Missouri and North Carolina, have also redrawn their maps to boost GOP chances. But California's redistricting is the first and so far only effort being challenged by the Justice Department. I'm Ben Thomas.
The International Atomic Energy Agency has not been able to verify the status of Iran's nuclear weapons-grade uranium stockpile.
Iran's foreign ministry spokesman, Esmail Barrey, confirmed that UN nuclear inspectors had recently visited several Iranian nuclear sites. He also insisted that Iran remains committed to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, as well as the Safeguard Agreement. The IAEA and Western nations say Tehran had an organized nuclear weapons program until 2003. I'm Karen Shamas.
A slump and a rebound on Wall Street Friday.
Stocks mostly recovered from an early slump on Wall Street and another bumpy day of trading. The S&P 500 was down as much as 1.3% in the early going Friday, before ending with a dip of just 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite erased its early loss and flipped to a gain of 0.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 309 points, about 0.7%. NVIDIA began the day with a steep loss, then turned higher in the middle of the day, pulling the market along with it. Bitcoin and gold, two other investor favorites, ended lower. Seth Sutel, New York.
And this is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports on a study that takes a look at the religious practices of older Americans.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 56% of people who are age 65 and older say they pray at least once a day. 36% also report attending worship services in person at least once a month. There's definitely an outreach opportunity for churches amongst America's elderly. The Pew poll also reports that more than a third of people, 65 and up, say they feel lonely at least some of the time. Michael Harrington reporting.
Tensions over the Israel-Hamas war have spilled into K-12 schools around the U.S., with advocates reporting a rise in anti-Semitism since the 2023 attack on Israel. Some argue that school leaders have failed to take the threat seriously. The Trump administration has not punished public school systems the way it has hit colleges that tolerate anti-Semitism. This is SRN News. Republican political strategist Erin McGuire says the party is making an effort to reach young voters. She notes that young American males and females have very different political leanings.
We're looking at more young women shifting to the left. And I do think that's because of the abortion conversation in the country and the fact that we've let Democrats run ripshod over us on the difference between providing health care to women, making sure they can survive if there's a medical emergency, and what we believe to be fair and true as conservatives when it comes to protecting two lives.
That is Erin McGuire. She's a GOP strategist. Disney and YouTube TV have reached a new deal to bring channels like ABC and ESPN back to the Google-owned live streaming platform. The agreement ends a blackout for customers that dragged on for about 2 weeks. Both sides say that the restoration has already begun. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.